We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this 25th day of January 2024. And tonight, of course, the title of the message was The Immutable, Irrefutable, Indisputable Pro-Life God. And we're going to pick it up tonight in Revelation chapter 1. And here with us tonight, my students would be there behind the glass wall. None other than our producer, Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Okay, you're in the class tonight.
I got my notebook out and ready.
Okay. And then you hear that noise. Well, she's exceeded her allotted number of words for today by far, but she exceeds those every day by far. Okay, and so, but in the studio, I'll let you do 10 words, okay? Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay. That's two words already, so you got 8 left. Mm-hmm. All righty. We'll give her a couple more, folks. So we're going to start in Revelation chapter 1. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. So here, he's making some appointments. First of all, what is Alpha and Omega? They're the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. But what is the point that the Lord Jesus is making? He is the Word. He is the Word, right? And so embodying him, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, all the languages of the world are known by Christ, are in him. So he also, what's he say? He says this, said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. So what does that say? It says he's eternal.
Yes.
Right? He's eternal.
Yes, he is.
He's present now. Is there anyone other than God? Because you see here, God always was. And when we talk about I am that I am, he's making a point. See, you and I, we are limited to the here and now, to the here and now. We cannot reclaim 5 minutes ago. We may not be here in 5 minutes. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen. But that's all we have. We can't go back and forth. We have the here and now. God is present in the past, the here and now, and the future all at the same time. And you say, well, how is that possible? Well, it's only possible because with God, all things are possible. How is that done? Well, that's far beyond my ability to even begin to comprehend. But if God says it, I believe it, right?
Yes.
And so that's what he said. He said he is. Mm-hmm. And now, here, that also refers to his deity. He claims to be the eternal one, the omnipotent one. A more definitive claim to absolute deity could hardly be imagined, folks, by anybody out there. Made by who? Well, the glorified Jesus in reference to himself right here. And so here he says in verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion. Well, these are the first words that the Lord Jesus spoke to him, to the Apostle John, in tribulation. And in the kingdom and in patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so here, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as if it were a trumpet. Well, the Lord's day is the first day of the week. So what is significant about the first day of the week? Why do we meet and worship on the first day of the week? Well, first of all, the Lord Jesus arose. His resurrection was on the first day of the week. He met with the disciples in the upper room on the first day of the week. He took the Lord's table on the first day of the week. They were ordered to bring the tithes into the church on the first day of the week. But there are those that teach, no, that was started by the Roman Catholic Church. No, that happened hundreds of years before there was such a thing as the Roman Catholic Church, folks. So he goes on to saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book and send it into the seven churches which are in Asia, Ephesus, and into Smyrna, and into Pergamos, into Thyatira, into Sardis, the Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Now, the seven churches, they're all Southwest Asia Minor, and they're kind of listed in a clockwise order, actually, and beginning with the nearest one, that was John's own church, himself at Ephesus, on the coast of the capital of the province of Asia. And so here, I'm going to stop there and jump over. And I got to move this out of my way and adjust my area. Oh, no. I'm having some difficulties here. I often use these little sticky tabs in my Bible, and sometimes they stick too well. And when they stick too well, they can tear portions of my page out. So I got to remove them very slowly. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm removing this very slowly so I don't tear it out. And now what I'll do is I'll send Lisa out on a mission to find a little piece of clear tape. Go, Lisa, go.
Okay.
Here she goes. She's going to go find a piece of clear tape.
Yeah.
So I don't miss this part. Okay. All righty. There you go. That's one way of getting rid of it. she can hear me out there. Anyhow, folks, getting serious here. I want to go over now as we take a look at the pro-life. I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. And in Deuteronomy chapter 30, just one verse. And we read this yesterday. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'll get to that in just a minute. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Now, our country is in really bad shape. I mean, America has no idea. We have so many, and I'm and I really mean the church. It's what is called the church in America. Across the board, the world, the national councils, the Catholic Church, most of what is called the Baptist Church, only with an exception of a few actual fundamentalist, real Bible-believing churches, the vast majority of them are clueless. They're clueless. Here, Obama Biden, who was just speaking in an apostate church, and they don't even realize they're an apostate. Those people in that church would have the devil himself in that pulpit if they came to him, because they embrace everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, that AME church. If it's abortion, if it's sodomy, if it's bestiality, if it's a sin, if it's a transgression against God and his dominion, they'll embrace it. Now, America has kind of lost its mind, folks. They don't understand. And when you tell these women, you go out to the abortion mill, for 45 years, I preached on the streets in front of those bloody abortion mills, 45 years. And these women coming in to kill their babies. You tell them, do you know that God's word in the Bible? Now listen, God has said, there's this fellow called God. He's the creator. He created the heavens and the earth. Now, guess what? He has said that when you kill your baby, when you transgress his dominion, when you destroy his image, you deserve to die. Do you know that? God has said, their eyes get big. Like, I've never heard such a thing. They don't talk like that in my church. That's because you're really not in a Christian church. You're in one of these entertainment centers out there today, most of them are, or prosperity units. But God has said this, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. So when he says, choose life that both you and thy seed may live. When you choose death, the wages of sin is death. And you have to understand, you people out there listening to me, you say, well, our government has legalized it. Let me tell you something. Here's a reality. This is something that you may not understand, but you will understand. All of those crooked people in government, I have no doubt in my mind that at least 7 out of those 9 justices or judges on that 73 court are burning in hell today. I have no doubt in my mind that they're burning in hell today. Why, Pastor Uni, that's inflammatory rhetoric. That's what that is. Where's your love? See, here's what God's Word, the Bible, teaches, folks. If you love someone, you'll tell them the truth. You'll tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And that's the problem we have out there today. You've got all of these compromising prissy preachers in the pulpit, telling you, hey, go ahead, it's all right. You can be a friend of the world. It's a popular thing to do. People will like you if you're a friend of the world, right? Well, God says that's not the case. In fact, God says if you're a friend of the world, you're kind of really stupid, folks. I mean, heaven's for winners, hell's for losers. That's reality. And if you choose to go to hell and disobey God and go to hell, you're stupid. But here's the reality. The vast majority of people in America today are stupid. They are. Most of the people you're going to meet out there tomorrow, walking up and down the street, they're stupid. God has said that the vast majority of them are going to go to hell because they're stupid. Now, they don't have to. God's given them a pass right out of the burning lake of fire, free pass out of hell. But because they're stupid, they're not going to take that pass. They're not going to repent of their sin. They're not going to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, and this is his call, folks. Believe me, it's his call. He said, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through me. That's it, one way, uno. Obama says, no, there's many ways, right? Oprah said she's her own way. Obama and Opa, they're in for an extremely rude awakening. They really are. I want to go now over to Genesis chapter 9. And in Genesis chapter 9, starting with verse 4. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, thou shalt not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast, will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Okay, now, God had, verses 1 through 3, God had given man dominion over all of the animals, the wildlife. If he hadn't have done that, well, guess what? You'd hear like Dorothy said, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, folks, because those lions and tigers and bears, they would have been eating the people up. Oh, looks like we have Orman with us, okay. Orman Hook is joining. Orman,
yes,
are you
sir,
there?
I'm here.
All right, you
yes,
just...
Yes, sir, I am.
How are you?
I'm real good.
I'm in the Bible study here, and I'm in Genesis chapter 9. And we're picking it up, and I'm just talking about how had not God given man dominion over the environment, but God kept dominion of man for himself. And had he not done that, then those lions and tigers and bears would have been eating us.
Yes.
Okay. But he says this, and surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast, will I require it at the hand of every man. At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you be fruitful and multiply and bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. So now here is where you get the statute of the death penalty, right here. And God had said, look, here I've given you dominion over the earth, mankind, but I've kept dominion of man. Therefore, when you transgress my dominion, when you destroy my image, then you're going to have to forfeit your own life to do that. Now, you see, he made a real clear point here. And what is taking place today in America, they've killed over 150 million of their own babies. Our sewers in America have run red coast to coast with the blood of innocent children. That blood is crying out to Almighty God. America is standing in the shadow of a holy and a just God who must, and by the way, the Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. God is angry with the wicked every day. And so we have in this country a whole lot of la-la landers. They're clueless. Like I said, you talk to people out there, especially those in the mainstream media, somehow they get the idea that some woke nuts somewhere make up what they call their narrative that they're going to go along with. And, of course, if the polls read in their favor, then God's got to go along with what the polls say. Well, God could care less about what the polls say. In fact, you see, every single person on this planet could vanish today, and it wouldn't affect God in the least. But you see, we are sustained by God. If God decided that he was just going to take a vacation and totally cut himself off from us, we'd all perish, folks. See, now that's a reality, but we're living in a world where... there is no reality. And I was telling people earlier, Orman, that
yes.
God has said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. The vast majority of people out there are going to go to hell, not because that's what God wants, but out of stupidity. God has given them, and wouldn't that be a horrible thing to end up in hell and torment for eternity and have all of that time to sit there and say, Boy, am I stupid. Boy, was I stupid, right? Yet, the vast majority of people we know, that's going to be their fate. It doesn't have to be. It does. God's given them a get-out-of-hell-free card, but, well, a smart person would take it. Now, I'm going to go over to, where did I finish off here tonight? And let me see. I want to go to Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24, verses 10, 11, and 12. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. There was a local pastor at one of the mega churches that had made this statement that these verses were not literal, but they just had a spiritual connotation, not a literal. That's as far as from the truth as you can get. That's like saying, be you doers of the word, not hearers only. Isn't literal. Right? So here it says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. That means your faith, your faith. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn into death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? He that keepeth the soul, doth he not know it? And shall he not render to every man according to his works? Well, today, folks, in America, you've got millions of babies being killed by abortion. You've got euthanasia growing. The left is pushing hard as they can. You've got the ACLU out there pushing hard the left to legalize pedophilia. They want to make pedophilia legal from any age. From any age, well, folks. You've got them out there. Some of them in New Mexico, the governor has thrown herself in the government in New Mexico with the Satan, the Church of Satan. Now, all of these things that I'm telling you are all, they're not things falling apart, but it's everything is falling right in place according to God's word, the Bible. We're right on schedule. We know those of us that are biblically literate, we know right where we're at now. Okay, you've got people, remember what the Bible says. God says, all of those that hate God love death. All of those that hate God love death. The Democratic Communist Party cannot get enough death. It cannot get enough death. Joe Biden cannot get enough death. Nancy Pelosi cannot get enough death. Chuckie Schumer cannot get enough death. The mainstream media cannot get enough death. Now, here, not only do they want child sex trafficking, but child sacrifice. They want to bring out another whole new line of kill shots. And they can't understand why the CDC says, well, they don't understand why they're having such a hard time getting people to take the flu shots. They don't understand why people don't trust them. How about 17 million dead people? It's a good reason not to trust them, right?
Yes.
And then here, don't worry. We went over 70 million, or 70, no, not 70 million, 70,000, over 70,000 young Americans died from fentanyl poisoning just in 1 year. 70,000 from fentanyl poisoning just in 1 year. There you go. And so I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to be back right after this, and we're going to talk to Orman. Find out what he's doing here. Be right back with more.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And
when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. Now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. Jack, we want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Cause it's right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. Awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right.
No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Some of us haven't been taking it at all. We've been pushing back and pushing back, and we will continue to do that. And one of the ways we do that is through Tactical Civics. And tomorrow night at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we're going to have a Tactical Civics meeting at 7 p.m. And that's at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And, folks, that's right at the corner of Route 87 and Sperry Road. If you go to our website, wrwl.org, wrwl.org, all of that information is there. Now, also this Sunday, we have been telling you about the book, The Silent Cry. It is absolutely, it's not the book, it's the video that we're going to be showing. We showed this a couple of weeks ago, and the people in the church were just mesmerized. They just... the following Sunday, a number of them stood up, faced the congregation and said, you all have to see this. You really have to see this. And what it is, it's what we've been talking about for a long time. But there, they've got all the documentation on how our government, the United States government, is the world's largest purveyor of child sex trafficking. Folks, those people in Washington, D.C., you've got... the pedophile in chief, Joe Biden. All these people are in to this child trafficking cabal. This is where Joe Biden had his orders from the Red Chinese. You keep that border open. You keep the children coming across that border. And that's a reality. We've been telling you here. And now you're finding out all of this stuff we've been telling you for all these years is coming down exactly the way we told you it would be. Now, Anyhow, so that film is going to be shown at 3 p.m. Doers of the Word Baptist Church this coming Sunday. Morning service starts at 8:30 with a Bible study. Another Bible study at 9:30. Then we have the morning service at 11:30. And then sometimes we have another class in the afternoon. But this week at 3, from 3 to 5, you will have... The class is called The Bible and Current Events. And then you have the evening service at 5 o'clock. And the fellow who teaches that is here with us tonight, Pastor Hal. Hey, Hal.
How you doing?
Okay, we're doing okay. Say hi to Orman Hooks. Say hi to Orman Hooks. Can you hear me?
Hello, Orman.
Hi there. This is Orman from Michigan. We're up here in Big Rapids, which is about 1 hour north of Grand Rapids.
That's great.
Tell the folks a little bit about what you did there. Then Hal's going to talk about a little bit about what the communists have just done today. But tell them a little bit about who you are and what you did there in your township in Michigan.
Okay. I'm a country boy, grew up in a mountain in Maine, Bible school graduate, served in the Air Force, retired now, working. I always had taught adult Sunday school classes in my church, whatever church I've attended over the years. And I'm up here in Michigan, and our governor tried to sneak in a communist Chinese company to make battery components for the electric vehicle market. And that started about a year ago this past September.
Is that because you've got a communist governor?
Well, I think she's worse than that, but...
Yeah, how about witchcraft?
Yeah, we have a governor that's competing with Gavin Newsom to be the worst governor, so she's trying to either be president or vice president. So she's trying to prove her bones by being really, really evil. They tried bringing this into our county. This was a gigafactory, started out with plans to be 1 million square feet, and 1 million square feet is 22 acres. And then they moved it up to like 2.5 million square feet. They started taking the legal steps, the organizational steps to bring this in here, big state government subsidy. And it took us a few months to kind of figure out what was going on. So that first intrusion here was like in September. By about January and February, we really started figuring out what was going on. We knew it was a communist country, a company. We went online. We went on to their company webpage. We got all their documents proving everything that we said. So about the beginning of last March is when really everything went sideways. And we started organizing and pushing back. We had a rally in April outside on a farm with 1,000 people in a rainstorm. People came from all over the state. And then we had about 700 people lining the street in our small town, coming from, you know, all over this part of the state. And we've never done anything before like that. I mean, I've never been involved in anything like this. And we just started pushing back in the media, on Facebook, going to township meetings. And it was one township that was the worst culprit. And they were sold in totally to China. And we learned how to do recall petitions. And we turned all those papers in. We found what the law required. We turned those in. We found candidates to run against those township trustees and supervisor and treasurer and clerk. We had the election this past November. We won. We received anywhere from 65% to 70% of the votes. But this was I worked like 10 to 14 hours a day just trying to organize our people to carry out this big operation. And God really blessed us with talented people stepping forward and providing their services, Facebook skills, electronic skills, video skills, people going door to door, signing all these petitions. And we push back and push back and push back. And fortunately, there is a committee in the U.S. House of Representatives called the Select Committee on China and the Communist Party. And my own congressman, John Molinar, is on that committee. So God kind of lined that up nicely for us. We were able, because of one of our people here, worked in media. So he knew the people at Fox News and News Nation and a lot of news outlets. And we've had all of those people here. We've been interviewed by the New York Times, the Daily Mail. You know, we've done hundreds and hundreds of interviews. And everybody in America has kind of heard about our fight against a company named Goshen. And that's the Chinese battery company.
Well, the Bible talks about the land of Goshen. But here now.
Yeah, well, this is the wrong kind.
it's a different Goshen, huh?
Yeah, and because of our success, and God was with us, many or most of the people at the center of this were strong believers, and we could see what was happening. We did have skills. We were organized. We would have weekly meetings, laying out what we were going to do the next week and pushing back in media, contacting lawyers. And we tell people that, yes, they ran into a different class of redneck. This is just a small little township, 6 square miles. Only about 3,000 people live there. It's mostly kind of poor quality farmland, deer hunting land. And because we were successful and we had that news media, people from all over the country know about the story of the fight against Goshen. It's almost a David and Goliath kind of event. And in about the last 2 months, I've received phone calls from about 10 or 11 different communities around the country that have heard about this and asked basically, how did you do this and can you coach us? And the same phenomenon exists everywhere. Average people, you and I, not you and I, but most people are not paying attention to what's going on in their local area. And there is corruption all over the place. And then somebody, some entity tries to bring something in. It's not always a Chinese company. It could be anything. And sneak it past the people. Now, one of the good things is God's on our side. Number two, the people that we are fighting against, the local elected officials, nobody's ever paid attention to what they do. And they make lots of mistakes, and they're not really bright. So it's easy to fight them. It's just that you have to dedicate yourself to give up one or two of your hobbies for a few months and get in the fight. And people kind of know how to push back. And I've just been fortunate to help a few people and try to coach them. There's some really good people around the country.
Well, you need to come to Geauga County, Ohio. Of course, there's a number. Cuyahoga County needs it actually worse. Organize that. That's kind of what we're going to be doing tomorrow night, Tactical Civics. That's what they're all about. Doing, but with us, they go a little differently. The idea is to convene a grand jury and go back to what the Bible says about a standing militia, not the Bible, I'm sorry, the Constitution. Article 2 demands that we have a standing militia, and what they've done is they've given us so much disinformation, they've actually tried to legislate it and make it illegal to have a constitutional standing militia. Hal, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Tell the folks.
Yeah, I was looking in Epic Times, and it said the Democrats bring bill to outlaw armed citizen militias, Now, as most Americans know, our founding fathers started the idea of having a militia in this country to protect our people from any rogue government coming into power, seizing power, and persecuting the American people. And we needed to have a constitutional armed militia of people that's going to stand up and come to the forefront against any rogue government trying to turn it, this country into a left-wing police state, and which we see happening right now under the Biden administration. And so there's two Democrat representatives that are trying to push for this thing. And, you know, when they try and take away our guns, they're not worried about our safety. They're trying to protect their safety because they know down the road they're going to push this police state on us, and we're going to fight a tooth and nail. And they want to take away our ability to defend ourselves from their police state, from the persecution, from those killings, the slaughter, whatever's going to go on to force us into subjection. And so we've got to defend ourselves, and we've got to support this police state, and we can't let them take that away from us because, you know, that's what the American people are using to protect ourselves from a police state-type government. And then there was another thing, too, I wanted to say. I noticed in the Epoch Times also, they were talking about COVID-19 shots linked to autism. And they're finding that the mice and rats and everybody and other things that they're giving this COVID-19 shots to, their babies or whatever you want to call it, are coming out autistic. And, you know, this is naturally going to happen to human beings that get these COVID-19 shots. And that's something that they're trying to hide from the American people, too. So it's like we're being destroyed systematically. And and the American people need to wake up and realize that we're under a Marxist government. And a lot of people, they don't know what Marxism is, but Marxism is a form of communism. Karl Marx was a self-confessed Satanist, and he came out with this communism, which is nothing more than a political form of Satanism, and is designed to destroy anything like a capitalist country, prosperity, and everything else like that. It's totally evil, and this is what the Democrat Party that's running this country now has adopted itself and resigned itself to be. It's totally Marxist, and you've got to pray for God to get people to wake up, open their eyes, and repent of their sins and turn to God and ask God to come into this country and defend it from the people that are they're just about to destroy America if we allow them to.
All right, here's what I see. See if you fellas agree with me. One of the problems that we've had within the Republican Party, the conservative union, because we have the Tea Party, we have the Liberty Coalition, we have all of the conservative Christian organizations. But the problem, and I've seen this especially in my own county, people are not going, they're not on the same page. One group says, yep. No, this is how we're going to do it. The other group says, no, this is the way to go. They don't get organized. This is why tactical civics is so important, because it seems to be bringing all of these different groups together in a large way. And that's good. We see that the communists, the Democrats, have been in lockstep. If Nasty Pelosi told them to stand on their head in the middle of the highway, they would do it. Whatever Der Fuhrer tells them, they do. They've been in lockstep. They will vote. They will commit the worst crimes. They will commit the worst high treason, no matter what their leaders tell them to do. And all of the mainstream media will back them up, okay? No matter how treasonous it is. That's the reality. These people are hardcore Antichrist communists. Now, what we have out there, too, is we have this unholy alliance between radical Islam, between radical militant Islam and the communist collective. They formed an unholy alliance against Christians and Jews. And this is where you see all of these out there Hamas supporters out there at the college campuses and even in the White House. The White House had all of the interns at the White House, the staff, they held a big major protest against Joe Obama himself. And we'll see Joe Obama soon will sell out Israel. He's going to have to. So What do you think about all that, fellas?
I think you're right.
I think you're right on. It goes like you were talking about in Genesis. God set up in just the first like three chapters. God set up who he was and what he was going to do, and mankind, Satan, is trying to counter that. He created man and woman. He created families. He created men and women. And, Satan is alive and well on earth. He works behind the scenes and leads the evil philosophies to carry out his ends. And we're sort of like on this grand stage playing out this great, great battle. The other gentleman on here mentioned about, being armed. After World War II, one of the Japanese generals was asked, well, why didn't you attack, Western United States? And he said that, I don't remember his name, but he said that, well, behind every blade of grass, there's a farmer with a gun.
Yeah, he said that it would have been the equivalent of attacking a military base.
Yeah.
And that's true. We have this, and this is why the Communist Party, they don't want us. They want to take away our guns because they want to control every aspect of our life. They want to control what we can do, where we can go, what we can eat, how we can live, and how many and who can live. And that's the reality. Yeah. And so
I'm very connected. With a lot of things in politics and a lot of organizations, and the people standing up for America the most are Christians. Now, there are people who aren't maybe necessarily believers, but they still have an understanding that there's a God. And, God's kind of like the ruler. So even though they might, they're probably more like Thomas Jefferson than anything, they recognize that they're a God, but they don't necessarily bow down to it, but it's Christians that's holding this together. And, there's fewer and fewer of us. And, I'm just very concerned about my grandkids. They're not going to grow up in my America.
No, and we have to battle and fight every day. But we are seeing the righteous becoming more righteous and the wicked becoming more wicked, just as God's Word, the Bible, said it would be. There, yep. So, but we're seeing two forces that are on a collision course. I believe that God's people are on a collision course with the Democrats and with the, it's every day. Yep. It seems to be getting a little worse, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm 77, and I paid attention to politics since like 1960 when I was a kid. And it's depressing. if you don't know Christ, you're really in trouble.
Yeah, that's I know this is what we've been the message we've been trying to get across for 50 years, out there. And so again, you're having you have the vast majority of the people are la la landers. They're clueless. And again, here when we tell people, when we fought abortion in our ministry for over the years, we saved over 24,000 babies from a cruel and painful death. But that's just a very small percentage of the ones that they killed. But we stood, we were out there, and we were fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting all of those years. And I've been on the airwaves all of these years telling people, you don't understand. Even because NBC, ABC, CBS, the mainstream media act like, well, abortion, killing your baby, is a right. There is a constitutional right, and it's a good thing. You have that. Mellon, or what's her name, the Treasury Secretary, what's her name, Janet Mellon or whatever.
Yellen, Y-E-L-L.
Yeah. She came out and she said, for you young women in the workforce that are pregnant, the best thing for you to do is kill it and get back to work. This is a wicked woman. Janet Yellen is a wicked, wicked woman. Yeah. You got Jesse Clinton just coming out recently and said, abortion is very good for the economy. We need all of it we can get. This is, you know, real. These people are evil to the bone. Now, here, God has made it very clear. And when you tell these women this, they look at you with their eyes real big, that when you kill your baby, you're asking God to curse you. You're asking God to curse you. God has said, when you kill your child, you deserve to die. And let me ask you guys this. If you have a millstone that weighs 4,000 pounds rung around your neck and thrown into the sea, what's going to be the outcome?
Yep.
Okay, that's not a reward, is it? Okay.
No.
And that's the point that we're trying to get across to people, but it's like we're talking to la-la landers out there. I've never seen a time, I never could have expected that I would ever see the day when there would be so much biblical illiteracy in America. It is, it's an amazing thing. So
here in Michigan, our governor a few months ago instituted a population council. She's very concerned about the dwindling population in the state of Michigan. And yet, and that council, all they did was come out with a list of new taxes. But she's extremely pro-abortion, and she's one of the worst governors to send, during COVID, our elderly COVID patients to what I call COVID death camps. So she's killing them at the young age. She's killing them at the old age. People don't want to stay here because of her taxes. She's driving it out because they want to go live in a state that has a better economy.
Your governor is described very clearly in Jeremiah 2:34. It says that the skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent, okay? And that's exactly... You have a very, very wicked, I mean, a very wicked.
Yep.
She is and the Bible says she is an unclean, according to God's word. She's an unclean, very wicked woman. And every pastor in that state of Michigan should have the courage to go up and look her in the eye and tell her that she needs to repent, because if she died right now today, that wicked woman would burn in hell for eternity. That's a long time, isn't it?
Yep. Pastor, most of pastors have lost their spine. They've lost their backbone if they ever had any. And like you've always said, the apostasy starts in the pulpit. And when men of God, that are supposed to be men of God, stand behind the pulpit and they're too cowardly to preach righteousness and judgment for sin and that type of thing, they just want to go along. They're like wolves in sheep's clothing. Then that's why the politicians, the dirty politicians, they just take off and do anything they want. You have apostasy in the pulpits, you got apathy in the pews, you got anarchy in the streets, and you got communist professors in the schools dumping these kids down to, you know, go out and fight for the very people trying to destroy this country.
All righty, we're coming up to a break. Are you going to stay with us on the other side of the hour, Gorman?
I'm going to be done, I think, at 11.
All right, well, then you've got about 30 seconds for your closing statement.
Well, I know that when I ran for a political office 10 years ago, I visited three counties, visited many, many churches. I saw the weaknesses in those churches. And we have to get our church back on track. That's, you know, number one.
All righty. Very good. We're out of time. I want to thank you for being here with us. And I wish I had you up here to speak at our tea party.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're welcome to stay to the other side. It's going to be about a minute break. But we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right,
What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.